So what grade are you in? You're going into the fifth grade? Oh, that should be fun. You know what I had when I was in fifth grade? My teacher, if I did anything wrong, she would throw a softball at me.
Florida's governor seemed right at home behind the counter at Nicholas. That might be because he's had this gig before. Before the successful business owner turned politician, approved budgets, and signed bills into law, he worked in a shop just like this one. Rick Scott said he handed out coupons to customers to boost business. By working alongside Floridians, Scott hopes to bring a much-needed kickstart to the state's lagging job market by soliciting ideas.
But the best part of this job is just getting out and talking to people. And you get ideas. Like, an individual walked up to me a little while ago with an idea of 1,000 jobs. And so I'll read it. So you get, the more you get out and talk to people, you get their ideas, things you ought to, one, things you ought to focus on. And I know the biggest things for our state are education for kids. We got to make sure that people have the opportunity for a job.
Scott borrowed the idea of working with everyday citizens from former Governor Bob Graham. When Graham termed out of office in 1987, he had an approval rating of over 80%. With Scott struggling with his own approval rating, just 29% as of July, it's no surprise he consulted Graham's playbook. But Scott claims this isn't just a political publicity stunt, rather an opportunity to further his goal of being the jobs ambassador to a state that he says has what it takes to succeed.
This is the best part of the job. Now, if you don't like people, you shouldn't be governor. But if you like people and you want to get out and talk to people, this is the best job. You can't imagine a better job than being governor. Plus, this is the state to be governor, because this is the state that people want to live in. If you travel the world, everybody knows about Florida. People want to live in Florida. They want to work in Florida. So we just got to create the environment where everybody has the opportunity to build their business here, start their companies here, get a job.
Jobs, not donuts.
Jobs, not donuts.
While Scott brags about the drop in unemployment since he took office, a group of outraged protesters gathered outside. Craig Glazer of the organization Awake Florida called this a fluff tour that certainly wasn't helping solve the still daunting unemployment rate.
One thing that is not included in his numbers is the jobs that were lost due to some of the legislation that happened in the spring. So right now he's banting around a certain number of jobs that he supposedly created, but that doesn't equal out to the amount of jobs that he has killed since he's come into office.
One customer, University of South Florida student Amy Mariani, didn't have any particular feelings towards Scott. She walked past the dozen or so protesters and couldn't help but wonder if they hurt the governor's feelings.
He asked me what I did, and I told him that I do video for the university and that I was a journalism major and whatnot. So he's like, oh, you should talk to my press secretary. Her name's Amy as well. So that was nice of him. But what I wanted to ask him is that I'm always curious. I love studying politics and talking about politics, but I'm always interested in the person behind the politician as well. So I asked him, when people criticize you or low approval ratings come in, are you sad? Does it make you sad at all? Do you go home to your wife and say, I had a hard day today, I had these criticisms and it made me sad. I need a donut.
Whether Scott will create jobs with this new plan is unclear. So is the effect it will have on his popularity among voters. Though he did gain at least one ally today. Rachel Waddy, the shop's owner, gave Scott a stellar performance review.
We were thrilled, really, and honored just for him to do that, and especially that he knows a lot about, the donut business. It's really been very helpful. Like, he just jumped in last night and helped out, and he knew what, he was talking about with my bakers and doing the dough and all that. He just kind of, did it all.
In the coming months, Scott will take on other jobs across the state, from hospitals to classrooms. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.